Oh, good. It looks like I have another human admirer. Stalker, more like it. Well, you may as well come and get an eyeful. I used to just hop back in the water and swim away when you humans would come and bother me, but apparently that just makes you more persistent. You all sure seem to love the idea of the elusive and mysterious mermaid. And there's the expression I was expecting. Confused, are you? What's the matter? Do I not match your idea of the oh-so-perfect and graceful mermaid? Well, I'm so sorry to burst your bubble. I'm sure you weren't expecting me to look so husky. It must be very disappointing. Well, if it makes you feel any better, I'm not actually a mermaid. I'm what's known as a Selkie. There's a lot you humans don't know about aquatic races. I suppose that's not entirely your fault, though. I mean, you're awful swimmers, so it's not like you can easily visit us. Still, you all seem more interested in gawking at sunbathing mermaids than talking to them. So now, the legends you've heard of Selkies aren't accurate. Humans have spread the rumor that Selkies are shapeshifters who live on beaches and in the sea in the form of seals, and then can remove our fur to take the form of a human to walk inland. We're actually very closely related to merfolk. The main difference between us and them is that Selkies are better suited for cold weather climates. Most of the year, it's difficult to tell us apart, aside from Selkies being a bit bigger overall. But during the cold months, we Selkies bulk up to stay warm. I'm sure whoever it was that first compared us to seals thought they were very funny. So you can just go ahead and get a good look at me, and then go back home to laugh with your friends about sea cows and mer whales. If you actually wait until you're out of earshot, then you'll be one of the more considerate humans I've met. Yes, I'm a little testy, mostly around humans. As you might have gathered, I haven't exactly had a lot of great experiences with your kind. Oh, but let me guess, you're so different. You're sensitive, and you're understanding. Yeah, I've met humans who claim to be like that too. Granted, that usually happens in the summer when I'm slimmer. You might be the first to act nice when I look, well, like this. I don't know what to think when you say something like that. I guess it's nice to hear you say that you think they're wrong. Even if I'm not totally convinced you mean it. Say, why exactly are you out here? Humans usually only come out to this bay looking for mermaids. And it's a good spot for it. The rocks around here are really good for sunbathing. So mermaids and Selkies alike come here to warm up in the cold ocean a little. But at this time of year, it'll only be Selkies. The mermaids migrate to warmer climates. Unfortunately, that's made it a popular spot for gawkers. Lots of humans come here hoping to see a mermaid. Some of the bolder ones hope to actually get with one. Honestly, I'm not sure I understand the appeal. I've heard that the differences in physiology make things awkward on multiple levels. I guess it's maybe too much information, though. The point is, you don't really seem like you're here for that. So, what's your goal then? It's not really a place you wander to for no reason, I think. You wanted to talk with one. Well, there's a first for everything, I suppose. Would a Selkie do? I mean, I guess we could talk. Just because I'm bored, though. And you seem somewhat tolerable for a human. So, what exactly did you want to talk about? Life in the water. You want to know what that's like? Huh. Well, that's definitely different. Sure, I mean, I guess I could answer. It's just, it's a little hard to know where to start. I've never lived on land, so I'm not totally sure what things are different, you know? Let's see. It's nice, I guess. The ocean is very open and free. We eat fish, shellfish, and the like. So there's always plenty of food. I've heard of humans having to deal with droughts and famines. I can't even imagine what that's like. We do travel quite a bit. It's sort of a tradition back when we would travel to follow food sources. After learning to weave nets from kelp, we're better at catching things now, so we do it more for fun than for survival. We like to play games while we travel. Bubble battles, wave leaping, you know, normal games. Oh, right. I guess those aren't games you'd know about. Well, it's not important. Overall, I would say life is pretty good for me. Most of the parts I don't like are thanks to humans and other land dwellers. Why are you so curious about this anyway? It's not like ocean life is actually an option for you. You're landbound after all. Sometimes I wonder if that's why humans treat me so badly. Maybe you're all just jealous that you can't live life like I do. I'm not buying that. If you were just curious, you wouldn't have come out all this way looking for a creature you weren't sure would even be there. You have to have a better motivation than that. Well, no. I don't mind listening. I mean, I did ask you, so obviously I'm going to listen to the answer. Go for it. You want to escape? Escape from what exactly? Oh, wow. That's pretty rough, I have to admit. If I were in that position, I think I'd want to escape too. But, like I said, it's not like you can flee to the ocean or anything. It doesn't really help you to know that my life is like. Well, yeah, I guess I kind of get that. When you can't run from your problems, sometimes you just want to imagine what it was like if you could. I guess you actually are a little envious. That's a first. A human wishing they were me. Hey, so it sounds like your life isn't exactly going great, but now you've got me curious. Are there any upsides to living on land? It can't be all bad, right? cheese? No, I've never heard of it. What is it? Oh, that sounds interesting. I'm not sure if I'd want to try something like that, but I guess it's good that you like it so much. That's not the only thing, is it? Oh, it seems like most of the upsides are food, which I guess I can understand. I do sometimes wish there was more for me to eat than fish. You know, you really haven't been awful for a human. If you think it would make you feel any better, you could stop by here every now and then. I'll be sticking around for a few weeks, and I spend a lot of time on this rock here, especially in the afternoon. Hush, it just gets boring sometimes, sitting here and sunbathing. Like, if you want to come entertain me, I'm not going to complain. Don't read too much into it. I still don't trust humans like you, but, I think I can stand having you around every so often. You're all right.